With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. At least one person was killed and five others were injured in a shooting at the Mall of Louisiana in Baton Rouge on Thursday. The shooting appears to have occurred after two groups of people got into an argument in the food court, police said. Chuck Spicer, president of Our Lady of the Lake Health, says that despite their best efforts, one person died after that shooting.
This afternoon at 1:30, we found out about the shooting. And we did what we're here to do, which is to be there for people that need us in a situation none of us want to be in. But we were there. We treated five victims. Unfortunately, we lost one. The other four are in stable condition.
Police said five people are in custody, but they're still searching for others who may have been involved in the shooting. Wildfires are still burning out of control in the southeastern part of the United States. Georgia wildlife evacuee Brianna Elliott says she wishes she'd known a fast-growing wildfire was sweeping toward her home.
They said most of Brushy Creek was burned to the ground.
That's where he lived?
Yeah, that's where I live. And we haven't even been there renting there for a year. And I'm 20, my fiance's 23. And it's just hard to imagine that, you know, everything we've worked so hard for, living paycheck to paycheck, is just gone without notice.
In southeast Georgia, some 50 homes were destroyed. In northeast Florida, evacuations were ordered and many schools were closed. President Trump has ordered the U.S. military to shoot and kill small Iranian boats that deploy mines in the Strait of Hormuz, a day after Iran again displayed its ability to thwart traffic through the channel. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 179 points, the NASDAQ dropped 219, the S&P 500 declined 29. This is SRN News. A victory for the Ten Commandments, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A federal appeals court says Texas can require the Decalogue to be displayed in public school classrooms. The ruling by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is a victory for Republican state lawmakers, though it sets up a potential clash at the U.S. Supreme Court over the issue in the future. The 5th Circuit Court said in its decision that Texas law does not violate the First Amendment, which protects religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Male athletes are now officially excluded from female events at the Olympics after the International Olympic Committee agreed to a new eligibility policy. It aligns with President Trump's executive order on women's sports ahead of the 2028 Los Angeles Games. The IOC says eligibility for any female category event at the Olympic Games, including individual and team sports, is now limited to biological females. This is SRN News. Stocks fall as oil prices rise.
Stocks pulled back from their records in the shaky day of trading on Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 0.4% Thursday. The Dow lost 179 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.9%. Stocks turned lower in the afternoon after the price of Brent crude jumped. Trading in crude oil has been rocky since the war with Iran started, amid the uncertainty over when the Strait of Hormuz will reopen. The closure of the narrow strait has choked off the supply of crude oil from the Persian Gulf to global markets. Seth Sutel, New York.
In the latest round of tech industry job cuts, Meta is laying off about 8,000 workers and Microsoft is offering buyouts to a similar number. Meta confirmed Thursday it plans to cut about 10% of its workforce. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.